That goes without saying. But reading it is not enough. It, of course, is better than not reading it at all. But it goes much deeper than that. We're to read the Word of God. Then we are to search it, which is a step beyond reading. Again, you can read without searching, but you cannot search without reading. We're to study, which of course is connected with searching and includes searching. Once again, it is a step beyond reading. And we are to meditate. What are we to meditate in? We're to meditate upon what we've read, what we've searched, what we have studied. So those are four responsibilities that we have. We are to read, we are to search, we are to study, we are to meditate. And then there is a fifth step, because our reading, our searching, our studying, our meditating is not complete until we do this next thing, which is to apply. We are to apply what we've read, apply what we have searched, studied, meditated upon. We are to apply it to our own lives. Many will read the Bible for others, that is, to make application to their lives. Pastors have to be very careful of this, that they do not get in the habit of reading, searching, and studying, and meditating upon the Scriptures just for the sake of feeding people, just for the sake of bringing a message. They must apply it to themselves, and then, of course, the message comes from there. But there is to be application. In the book of James, chapter 1, we're going to read verse 21 through 25. Now realize that this has to do with hearing the Word of God. But everything that is said here about hearing the Word of God applies to reading, searching, studying, meditating upon the Word of God. Verse 1, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. This is prior to the hearing of God's Word, prior to the reading of God's Word. That is, you have to get your heart in a condition to hear. You have to get your heart in a condition to read. So hearing and reading is a matter of the heart. We go on and it says, and receive, implying that unless you get rid of the filth and the sin, there's not room to receive. You have to make room to receive. Then to receive with meekness. Meekness is readiness to be controlled by. We are to hear the Word of God with a readiness to be controlled by it. We are to read the Word of God with a readiness to be controlled by it. And receive with meekness the engrafted. That word speaks of a living union between us and the Word. We hear the Word of God, and there is to be a living union between what we have heard and ourselves. As we read, search the Word of God, there is to be this living union between us. And again, only one who is skilled can engraft. It is God who does the engrafting. Many people, what they do is they, again, if you were to just tie a branch onto a tree, that's not engrafting. And that's what a lot of people do with the Scriptures. They, like the Pharisees, they just kind of tie it unto themselves and walk around. But that doesn't do you any good. It has to be engrafted. which of course is something that God does. So receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. This shows the profitability of the word of God, but it has to be received. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. We are to hear the word of God with the intention of obeying what it says. It is not sufficient to just hear. Likewise, with reading, we are to read the word of God with the intention, I am going to do what it says. I am going to apply it to my life. Be not hearers only, again, to applying it to reading the scriptures. Be not readers only. Be not studiers only. Deceiving your own selves. That is, if all you do is hear, if all you do is read, search, and study without applying, you have deceived yourself. For then he gives an illustration. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. As he looks at himself in a mirror, he beholds himself, and then he goes his way and forgetteth what manner of man he was. He forgets what he saw in that mirror. So it is with just simply reading or hearing the word of God. If we read the word of God and later on you cannot remember what you have read, you've done it wrong. That is being a studier or a reader only and not a doer. We're to remember what we've read. That requires meditation. When it comes to hearing the word of God, most hearers, before the week is over, will forget the message that they've heard. By Wednesday, they will probably have forgotten, and I'm not everybody, but most will probably have forgotten what they heard Sunday. And then by Sunday, they will have forgotten what they heard Wednesday. You could preach the same message Sunday and Wednesday, and I guarantee you that a lot of people would not pick up on it. Now, if you did it for several weeks in a row, they might. But a lot of people would not pick up on it. A preacher one time said, just change the title and they won't even notice. There's some truth to that. There is some truth to that. That's what we are by nature. But we're applying it to reading. When we read the Word of God, it's not good if an hour later you don't remember what you read. If 6 hours later you don't remember what you read. By evening, if you don't, that's not good. We're to remember. We're not to be like the man who just looks in the mirror, then goes his way and forgets. And that's what happens many times when people read the Word of God. They go their way, they forget. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, making application, he being not a forgetful hearer. So again, the key here is remembering and not forgetting. But a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So we are to apply. This is seen in verse 21 in that word receive. So what does it mean to apply the scriptures? Again, many will not read the Bible on a regular basis. They will get in a discussion or an argument with somebody concerning spiritual things. They will go home, they will get out their Bible, and they'll begin to search in order to win an argument. That's not why you search the scriptures. But the truth is, having not done it, having not read the Bible on a regular basis, they really don't even know where to begin. But to apply is the act of putting to use. That's not just a one-time act, it is continuous. It is relating a passage of Scripture to our life, to our circumstances, to our situations, to our conditions. This requires the Spirit of God. To apply is actually putting into practice what God says. And it requires a surrender to what God says. Again, we're to receive with meekness. That is, we are to be willing to be controlled by what we read. To apply requires, again, that we receive what we've read. That is, it becomes a part of us. Whatever it is that we've read, whatever it is that we've searched, whatever it is that we've studied and meditated upon, we receive it. It becomes a part of us. That is, it becomes our life. That is the purpose. That is the purpose of reading and studying and searching the Word of God, that it becomes a part of our life, that we live what we read and what we search and what we study, that we live it. There aren't many. There aren't many today who really have good habits when it comes to reading, searching, and studying the Word of God. Most preachers are probably preaching to people, for the most part, who have not read their Bible all week long or have skimmed it. And once again, we need to have good habits when it comes to study. So the Bible is a book to be put into practice. The book of Deuteronomy makes this very plain. Notice in Deuteronomy 4, verse 1, in all of these verses that we're about to read, have a connection with the Word of God. Now, of course, at this time, the Word of God was not yet written. But it has connection with what was spoken. It has a connection with the Word of God. And in each of these verses, we see that the Word of God is to be put into practice. And again, that is the purpose of studying. In Deuteronomy 4 and verse 1, he says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you." The statutes and judgments refer to Scriptures, refers to the law of God. "To do them." Hearken. Why? To do. Listen. To do. Read. To do. And then the next word is that. That is, if you do these things, there are things that happen that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Verse 14. Again, we see he teaches the statutes and judgments. And then again, notice that phrase, that you might do them. That you might do them. Chapter 5, verse 31. Again, he mentions the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them. The purpose of teaching is that the student can obey, that the student can do. And that's what we're to do with the Word of God. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 1, again, we read of the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them. That you might do them. It's not enough to be taught. There has to be a doing. What happens if someone is just taught the Word of God, and it fills their heads, but they do not apply. That's how Pharisees are created. There has to be a doing. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 11, again he mentions the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Verse 12, that they were to keep and do them. Again, there is to be an application. There is to be a putting into practice. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22, for if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them. Again, a putting into practice. In Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 19, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn. You read to learn specific things, to fear the Lord his God. That's reverence. That is a matter of the heart. You read to learn something in your heart, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. Again, a putting into practice. Deuteronomy 19, verse 9. If thou shalt keep all these commandments, to do them. Notice chapter 24, verse 8. 24, verse 8. The last part of the verse says, so ye shall observe to do. Part of reading, part of searching, part of studying, part of meditating is for the purpose of observing. You have to observe. You have to observe words. You have to observe phrases. You have to observe what it says. Why do we observe? That we might do. That ye observe to do. To do. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 16. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thy heart, with all thy soul. Chapter 27, verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. Chapter 28, verse 13. Again, notice the last phrase, to observe and do them. And then lastly, in chapter 32, verse 46. And he said unto them, set your hearts. Again, when we read the word of God, our hearts have to be prepared to do so. When we hear the word of God, same thing. Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. Now we read all of those verses. They all say basically the same thing. And we see Moses is stressing. His point of emphasis is obey. His point of emphasis is don't just hear, don't just read, but apply. Apply the Word of God to your life. The Bible is to be learned. We are to learn the Scriptures. We are to learn the Scriptures for the right reasons. And that is, we are to learn them in order to live them. We learn in order to live. It's not just a matter of cramming our minds full of information. We are to learn the Scriptures to live. And it is not sufficient learning to just learn on Sunday, to just hear the Word of God on Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, Wednesday evenings. That's not enough. This is something that ought to be every day. Brother Dennis read the verse there in Ephesians, taught of God, taught of the Lord. I'm telling you, when God teaches you, you won't forget it. You won't forget it when the Lord teaches. And the preacher preaches, the Sunday school's teacher gives a lesson, and people may learn things, but the prayer is that God would teach them, that God would take what is said, and that God Himself would teach. And that ought to be our prayer when we approach the Word of God, that God would be our teacher, that God would teach us His Word, that we might live His Word, that it might be profitable to us. And when God teaches us His Word, it is profitable. So there is no profitable reading. There is no profitable searching. There is no profitable studying. There is no profitable meditation if in the end you don't make application. It's profitable when it is applied to our lives. If all you can do is apply it to everyone else, it has not profited you. And all hearing, all reading of the Scriptures is to be for our personal profit. For our personal profit. So as we approach the Word of God, that should be our prayer, that God would teach us His Word. Because really, we have truly only learned what we put into practice. What we practice in our lives, that is what we have truly learned. Everything else is just information that's in our minds. And like a lot of information, if you can't use it, it's not of much use. So God help us to apply. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, that we have access to it. We thank You, Lord, that You've given us the ability to read Your Word, to hear Your Word, to study Your Word. And we pray, Lord, that You'd help us to do all of those things. We pray, Lord, that as we worship You today, that our worship would be that which pleases You, that which glorifies You. Lord, if there be anyone here that does not know Thee as Savior, Lord, we pray that You would reach down and save their souls this day. We ask it in Jesus' name.